My guest at this time is Larry Ward. He is the political director for Special Operations Speaks. This is obviously an organization of special operations veterans who have gotten together to express their concerns about the way the United States, and in many cases the Obama administration, is leading our country, specifically as it relates to the military and national security. The organization was part of the Million Veterans March on Sunday that was designed to protest the government's closure of open-air memorials in Washington in connection with the government shutdown, including the World War II Memorial, Korean War Memorial, Vietnam Veterans Memorial, and the protest ultimately ended up at the south gate of the White House. And Larry is here now to explain what that demonstration was all about and why media coverage of it, particularly CNN's coverage of it, was so unbalanced. And, sir, thank you very much for being with us.
Hey, thank you for having me.
Well, we obviously saw right as soon as the shutdown started the problem that World War II vets in particular were having getting access to their memorial on the National Mall. We saw members of Congress ultimately go down there, move barricades, allow the veterans in and so forth. But this drama, this back and forth of access has been going on for 2 weeks now. So talk about the impetus for this demonstration on Sunday and why your organization felt necessary to be part of it.
Well, you know, we had to stare down the president. The president of the United States has, for the last 5 years, really not treated veterans any good. I mean, going back to the 2009 DHS report where it called the returning veterans potential terror threats to, trying to take their guns away if they go to see a doctor to, any number of other activities, calling instead of Marine Corps, he calls them Marine Corps, right in the beginning. So it was a bad start, and it's gotten worse and worse. But to use the government slim down as a means to punish the American people, to inflict maximum pain, is deplorable. And, to do so to our American veterans, to our World War II vets, is absolutely unacceptable.
Larry, depending on which side you listen to in this fiscal standoff over funding the government and the debt ceiling and so forth, the other side always blames the other for whatever inconveniences happen. Explain in a little more detail why you believe the president deserves the blame specifically for the memorials being closed.
Well, believe me, we would have been focusing on the Republicans and the Democrats had the House of Representatives not passed a bill to open all the parks. And the president, what he did was he signed a veto threat for any bill that came through to his desk that reopened the parks.
So talk about what you experienced, what you and your colleagues experienced at the rally yesterday, whether it was at the White House, the World War II Memorial, anywhere on the Mall. What was kind of the mood, the attitude of those who were there yesterday?
It was absolutely, unbelievably electric. I mean, people started pouring in about 7 a.m. Yesterday. And the crowd grew very rapidly, and by about 8:15 a.m., they started tearing down those barricades one at a time, stacking them nice and neatly on the corner like you would put trash, and that's exactly what it is. And then we had Sarah Palin, we had Ted Cruz, we had Mike Lee, we had a great candidate from Louisiana who's running for Senate, Rob Manus. All stood up, and a number of other organizations, Tea Party Patriots, Tea Party Express, obviously Special Operations Speaks, and our members had a chance to let the crowd know what we thought of them, which was that we had nothing but respect for these veterans who showed up and served our country to protect our liberties, and to let the president know what we thought of him. Matter of fact, I personally invited the president of the United States to join us at the rally, take the microphone. He didn't accept, obviously, and to apologize to these veterans for keeping them out of the World War II Memorial.
Larry, our listeners, some of them anyway, might listen to what you just said about the folks that were there and you spoke favorably about them. They're going to say this is a political debate. You don't like where the president's coming from, so therefore he's the bad guy in this scenario. You explained the legislation coming from the House that would have solved this problem, but what do you say to those who think this is less about perhaps entirely being about the veterans and more about a political fight?
Oh, no, it is a political fight. There's no question it's a political fight. The president of the United States is using our veterans as political pawns. And, we had to make a statement and tell them that's unacceptable. So we didn't start the political fight. but we stood up for it. And it's going to continue, that we're going to continue to stand up for it. Those barricades are going to continue to be taken down across the country, and our veterans are going to get the access to the memorials without having to ask permission from a park ranger to enter.
And then what happened when the movement went to the White House? You talked about folks moving the barricades. A lot of folks ended up carrying those barricades and kind of dropping them off over at the White House to make a statement. What happened there?
What I tell you, this is, in my opinion, one of the most historic and captivating moments in our nation's history, when our veterans took the initiative. Civil disobedience brought these barricades, dropped them on Obama's doorstep, and one of them had a sign on it that said "Return to Sender." It was a fantastic moment in our history, and it made me very proud, of these folks who stood up.
And
against that.
There were reports of confrontation between demonstrators, veterans, and their supporters, as well as, I believe, the D.C. police. Were you a witness to any of that?
I was not a witness to any of that, but I did hear a lot of reports. As a matter of fact, I understand that some of that footage is going to be shown on Megyn Kelly tonight. From what I understand, it's going to show exactly what happened and show how peaceful our veterans were and how aggressive the police force was.
We're talking with Larry Ward. He's the political director for Special Operations Speaks. The group has just on Monday afternoon put out a statement, an open letter, if you will, to CNN, being very critical of the network's coverage of the rally. And the online CNN.com report focused on a couple of things that were, by all accounts, anomalies at the rally, one of which was a single person holding a Confederate flag, and the other was one of the public speakers, an attorney named Larry Klayman, who inferred that the president was a Muslim, and those were the focal points of the CNN story. So you've obviously expressed in the letter why you believe that was a very inaccurate explanation of what happened at this event, but elaborate for our listeners a little more.
What CNN tried to do, again, was try to mute the national enthusiasm for this event by picking out these one or two isolated incidents, and also by trying to say that it was a Tea Party event. And, of course, the left has done such a great job of demonizing the Tea Party. So not that we're distancing ourselves from the Tea Party. The Tea Party showed up. The occupiers didn't show up. The union didn't show up. Democrat or liberal organizations didn't show up. The president, not one Democratic member of Congress showed up to stand with our vets. The Tea Party did. But the makeup of the crowd was 80% to 90% veterans. And, for them to call it a Tea Party event just because there were some Gadsden flags flying is ridiculous. And I pointed out in the letter that calling the Tea Party event just because Tea Party is showed is akin to, calling CNN, the Communist News Network, just because their reporters are so far left-leaning. It's not fair, and we ask them that they call us in the future, if they need to label us, to call us vet marchers.
Where does this go from here?
Well, it's not going to stop. Like I said, I've heard of a number of individual local protests that are going to go out and continue to cut those wires, continue to practice civil disobedience. I stated we are in the era right now of civil disobedience, and it will not stop. We will peacefully gather. We will peacefully make our protests, but we will not be obedient to these unconstitutional and deplorable acts of barricading our veterans outside of their memorials that are there to honor them.
Last word, where can folks learn more about Special Operations Speaks?
SpecialOperationsSpeaks.com. And let me tell you, there's 1,000 Special Operations veterans in this organization, and they all volunteer. None of them get paid. So please, if you can, all the money goes to the organization. If you please donate, that would be great.
Larry, thanks very much for your time. We appreciate it greatly.
Thank you very much.
Larry Ward is political director at Special Operations Speaks. Again, find more about them online at specialoperationsspeaks.com. I'm Greg Corumbus reporting for Radio America.